are listening to the very best of community radio, and presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
I'd say it's all good, but I know better. Anybody know better? That the doors were opened were not opened by you, but by God. The ways made were made by God. The blessings you have are from God. I mean, you ought to know better. When you say it's all good, you ought to say it's all God behind the good. Come on, give him some praise in the house. Amen, amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed in reverence to God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, again, we thank you afresh for this wonderful opportunity to hear your word. Meet us in the text, tell her the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might hear and heed what you have to say. We'll be ever so careful, God, to give you all praise, glory, and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the believer said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse 6. Just want to lift this verse out in your hearing. Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse 6. And it says, then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers and doers of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to talk about preaching truth. Preaching truth. This message is relevant both for the preachers of God and the people of God. To understand that God's desire, especially for the man or woman of God who proclaims the word of God, to understand that God wants his word, not what we think about his word, not how we feel about his word, not what others say about his word, but his word to be proclaimed. One of the things that I think is important for us, God has given to us, as he did with Jeremiah, an order to preach the truth. Preach the truth. The orders given to Jeremiah in the text are in principle the same reality, the same orders that he gives to preachers, evangelists, pastors, teachers today. Preach, teach the truth. The truth. First thing I want us to look at, because if there are persons who are either preaching or teaching the truth or who are listening to what is perceived to be the preaching or teaching of truth, I need you to hear this, because one of the things that I've been convinced about is that the people do err for a lack of knowledge, but most of that error comes from that's been proclaimed. One of the problems that Ezekiel had when God sent him in the third chapter, 15 verse, to go and find out what was the problem with the people of God, the Bible says he sat where they sat. He heard what they heard and understood that the problem with the people came from the pulpit. It came from the priests. And so their concept, their ideology of God was messed up because of what was proclaimed by the priest. And so, my brothers and sisters, one of the problems, again, that we have in many of our churches is that people come to church and leave the tool that is necessary for them to verify and bear witness that the truth is being preached, which is the Word of God, at home. And so they take the preacher's word that it is the Word of God, and a whole lot of it lacks the reality of the truth that God wanted proclaimed. But you say amen because it sounds good. You say amen because it meets a certain need in your life. You say amen because other folk are saying amen. But do you say amen because it's the truth? And see, the truth doesn't always feel good. The truth doesn't always make you want to, you know, jump and shout. But the truth is that God is going to honor. So when you hear the truth, whether or not you can adapt to it immediately, receive it immediately, if you look in the Word of God and find out that it is God's Word being presented and divided rightly, you got to say amen because it is God's Word. Truth. So first of all, there's some things in this verse that I want us to see that's so important for you as a listener and for you as a preacher to make sure that you're on target. The first thing is the source of the message. Look at what he says. Proclaim all these words. Listen, this is what he was told. Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words. That's the source of the truth. The source of the message. When we look at the context of our verse, it tells us that these words, the context tells us that, they're God's word. Jeremiah is to proclaim the message given him from God, the message that God wants his people to hear. Listen to this. God is keenly aware that we're in a society and we're in a world where there's much that comes into our hearing. There's much that comes into our knowledge base. But what God wants to make sure is, in the midst of all that bad knowledge, in the midst of all of those bad words, in the midst of all of that bad understanding, God wants to make sure that there's somebody preaching truth. That his people will be able to, when you turn on the radio and you turn on the news, when you look in the newspaper and you see all of this bad news, all of these bad things, when you get nothing but nasty, negative words and feelings and feedbacks, that there is something positive and powerful from the Word of God that will sustain you in the midst of the terrible situations in which we live. We become so prone to hearing bad news that we become insensitive to it. We can hear things now that would have shook the very foundation of our existence 20, 50, 30 years ago, but today we hear it and it don't even move us. People getting gunned down, killed, it's just like hearing something else on the news. It doesn't really matter, it doesn't impact us anymore because of the negativity that we hear and we live in. And so when we understand that preachers are not to preach psychology and other world philosophies, they're not supposed to be caught up in all the current event and current affairs. No, I'm not saying they don't have a place in reference, but I'm saying that ought not be your source. You know, whatever is relevant, listen, is first relevant in the Word. Because one of the things that I love about the Word of God is, though it is a word that has been recorded thousands of years ago, it is as relevant as the current newspaper today. You'll see, listen, that God said it before they printed it in newspaper magazines and books. You'll see that God already knew what would happen before it happened. And so we need to stick with the source of the message. And it is, again, all these words. These words. Say these words.
These words.
Now, the reference particularly was to the covenant that God was speaking out to the people of God. But here, pragmatically, it is the same words of the Word of God, the truth, the text, the Bible, which is what God wants for us today in today's time. It is the divine Word of God. Listen at this. So not only must we understand the source of the message as both preachers and people of God, but secondly, this verse reveals something else to us, that we must also understand the site of the message. In this particular reference, the site of the message is important, because one of the things that the preacher must understand is if he's been given a word to preach, he's also been given a place to preach it. Did you hear what I just said? See, anybody who's really got a call from God, listen, God doesn't just call you up and tell you, I want you to say this, and don't tell you where he wants you to say it at. See, that's one of the problems with preachers now, because they may have gotten a call, but it ain't necessarily been from God. And so the problem is they don't know where they're supposed to deliver the message at. And can I tell you, he hadn't called everybody to preach the word from the pulpit. And if you think you're a preacher just because you preach from the pulpit, you're sadly mistaken. The pulpit is the place, the site of the message. It's not the source of the message. You got it if God has given it to you to preach, and he's telling you where he wants you to preach it at. Sometimes it's to a big crowd of one. On your job. In the mall, in the hall, in the trail, in the trap, anywhere. It's where God wants you to place that message. It may be in a great auditorium filled with thousands of people. It may be in a little country church with 20, 30, 40, 50 people. But what is true is you understand that God has given you a place. One of the reasons why it's important to understand the site of the message is because this word has its proper impact when it is preached to the proper people in the proper place. Thank God for evangelists and missionaries and people of God who witness to the word of God and the work of God and share that outside of these four walls. The greatest preaching, listen at this, ought to be done outside. And it's the greatest preaching outside that gets the people inside. People don't just walk up into the church. They've got to be witnessed, and they've got to be shared with, and they've got to be ministered to. And then they're given a place where the word can come forth to help grow them and groom them and develop them into what God wants them to be. But it's the word that goes forth in the place. Let's go back to the text, because I want you to see this. It says, the cities of Judah. And in the streets of Jerusalem. And no place here in the text does it say at church. In the temple. In the synagogue. So the powerful position that we most times esteem as being that in the church. Listen at this. God in Jeremiah's time had a very different understanding of how to get the word out.
All right.
And it's sad that most preachers today want to pass up the greatest pulpits, which rest in the world, in the streets, in the highways, in the byways, and all of the places other than just the church to preach their message. Here's what you need to understand. I've shared this before, shared this with preachers about ministry. God has called one man to pastor this church. It is my responsibility to preach the word here. If you get a chance to preach here, it's a privilege. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to help educate you, to help you understand. Your place is not to be the preacher here in the pulpit. It is to give you an opportunity to train you, to develop you, so that you can be placed where God wants you to be. Yes, there are armor bearers. Yes, there are people that he has to assist me here. But the message is from the angel of the church. That's me. And that's why there's some message, a message is that only the pastor should preach to his people. Now, it's just like in a home. There are just some things that mama and daddy can do to brother and sister. You as a sibling don't have the right to do, don't have the authority to do. There are just some messages that God did not give certain preachers to preach in places where God has placed pastors. And you can tell when people are in one accord with the Spirit and the Word of God, because they will know their place as well as the message that God has given. Listen, God has given his word to encourage and to edify the people of God, not to beat them down over the head with a message they think is relevant. Listen, it's the pastor's job to whip the people of God in the place he's given them if they need a whipping. He calls it, listen, this is important because this word is to help you understand that if I don't tell you what's right, the blood is on, amen. It's on my hand, it's on my head, it's on my part. And God whips me for not telling you. And then he whips me because of what you will suffer because I didn't tell you. Now I got enough I got to pray for, repent for, deal with without getting your whipping too. No telling what you're going to face this week. And God knew it. And so if he gives me a word to give to you and I don't give you that word and you suffer hurt, harm, or danger because I would not blow the trumpet and warn you of that danger, it's on me. And you ought not want to be a place where the preacher wouldn't tell you the truth. That's got all these feel-good sermons and you leave out feeling good, but you're on your way to hell. You are not want to be in a place where all it is howdy, howdy, and all of the fun things and the fun fair of having celebration and service, but you don't know how to live a disciplined life. No, we may not be perfect, but we ought to at least know what we ought to be shooting for. How can you know the way, go in the way, if you don't even know it? And so it's the responsibility of the preacher to put the message in the place where God wants it preached at. And so when you begin to look at that, my brothers and sisters, the word of God in the places where it was not popular is where he sent Jeremiah, in the cities of Judah. Now, one of the things that I think you need to understand, because during this time, apostasy was great, and the people of God had rejected the word of God. And therefore, anybody who was preaching was subject to the cruel and ungodly ways of the people who did not want to hear what thus said the Lord. So in other words, he called Jeremiah and he told him, I want you to go in places where the folk don't want to hear what you got to say. It's easy to preach in a place where you got some amens. It's easy to preach in a place where somebody wants to know, is there a word from the Lord? It's easy to preach in a place where the people come with a spirit of expectation. It's easy to preach in a place where the people of God are excited about the word of God. But it is not easy to preach when people are looking at you and if eyes could kill. and they look at you and they look like growling dogs, looking at you with eyebrows lifted up, eyes looking deranged, look at you as if you make no sense in what you're saying, look at you like you ain't talking to me, preacher. It's a difficult place to be where the word of God is not appreciated. Listen at this. And what you need to know is, if you're a real preacher, some of these places will be a part of your experience. But here is the word, preaching. Preaching. Why is it so important to preach the word? Because it's the word that provides the avenue for change. See, if you don't preach the word, then God can't do what he wants to do and give the people a chance to get it right. He'll have to bring judgment on them without them even understanding why the judgment has come. But when you preach the word and they hear the word, listen, whether they accept the word or not, the responsibility is yours to preach it. I've had people to come to me and say, preacher, I really wouldn't preach that. And I've had to remind myself of who called me to preach. And realize when those things were said, why God called me and didn't call them. Listen, nobody really wants to hear about their sins. You know, you don't mind hearing about other folks' sins. You know, you don't smoke, you don't do drugs, whatever case. You talk about that all day. Preach, preacher. Oh, he doing some strong preaching now today. You know what I'm saying? But when you start getting into your neighborhood and you start getting close to your sin, and the smile then starts diminishing, because you know they're about to ring your doorbell. And you know, listen, you're guilty of it. The amens don't come flowing out. Like, but you still got to hear it. Listen at this. Because one of the things we got to understand is that God wants us to live holy. We live in a hellish world, so it's important that we understand God wants us to live holy. There are so many hellish influences all around us that we find ourselves pulled in this direction and the other direction, but we've got to be reminded, lest we be pulled totally in, that God wants us to live holy. And without that preaching, we will succumb to the hellishness that is around us and the hellishness that is also within us. The only thing that keeps you from being totally flipped out, turned out, and messed up is that the word of God is on the inside. And even though you fall, and even though you mess up, and even though you go the wrong way, and even though you say the wrong thing, and even though you do the wrong thing, it's the word of God that still holds you up and props you up and keeps you from totally falling down. And so when God talks about the sins of the people of God, when God talks about the things that hinder us and hurt us, the things that we take pleasure in but don't bring pleasure to God, are things so that we can know to help work on, to change us, to make us what God wants us to be. And so it's always a relevant message in the place to the people God has a word for. When God assigns you to any church, he sends your mail special delivery. That's why when you visit in other folk church and your mail is here, you miss out on what God was trying to tell you, give to you, etc., when you were not in your place. Now, I ain't saying you can't go and visit other folk, but I'm trying to tell you, if you ain't never home, your mail's still going to be sitting where it was delivered at. And that's why sometimes you have to come back and get your CD, your DVD, because you missed your mail. Y'all catch that on the way home. Listen at this word. Because, again, these were hostile people, and the message that was preached was not received nor accepted, it was not an easy task for the preachers to preach. Which is one of the reasons why Jeremiah got mad, not with the people, but with God. Yeah. All right. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that there are days when I too have gotten mad with God. You want me to say this and tell them that, and yet I'm the one who gets the backlashes of that. And Lord, you said to say this or to say that, and yet now because of that, I'm suffering for this. But God promised that he would stand by his word, and those who would preach and receive his word. And he never said that I wouldn't have issues proclaiming the word. And so it's not always a feel-good situation when I have to deliver bad news. No better than it is when a doctor has to go and tell a family that this time is expiring. No better than when a situation of dire news has to come forth from somebody's mouth to another person. But God honors his word. And so as a result of that, Jeremiah wanted to stop preaching because he was thrown in a dungeon, a deep, dark, damp dungeon. Why? For telling the truth, for preaching the truth, for people who were supposed to be God's people, who didn't want to hear the truth. Paul said in the New Testament that there would be people who wouldn't want to endure sound doctrine. They didn't really want to know the word. They didn't really want you to break the word down and help them understand the word, because they really got their own agenda. And they come to church just because of a religious practice more than a heartfelt desire to worship God. And so they gather themselves, preachers and teachers, having itching ears that's going to fill their ears with entertainment, with music and with comedy and things that make them laugh and feel good for the moment, just so that they don't hear the serious word of God that will cause them to change. All right. And so as a result of that, look at our churches. You go in some churches, it don't even look like a church. Doesn't feel like a church. The music